Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right.
Catch us on Fizzle. Fizzle.com. Download the app.
We might as well be on every platform. Because we'll eventually get thrown off every fucking platform. Is Anna in here?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, hi, my favorite.
Hello. I'm your favorite?
Today you are.
Yes.
She's my favorite today, too.
I didn't mean to manhandle you today.
That's okay.
I was just trying to show you my power.
Oh, I know. I'm very much aware of your power.
Okay. She's very strong, Bubba.
Sometimes you need a reminder, though.
Today was leg day. I didn't skip leg day. I fucking made leg day my bitch.
Good.
I was
going
to say something when I was on my knees in front of you. I saw your calves. They looked really good, Bubba. Really good.
Yeah, when he was on his knees in front of you?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get a mop or something. Something has gotten down in this whole area, and it's gotten like, I don't know. I don't know. This my whole little area has got like crushed food or something. First, I'm going to have to vacuum it with my super fat Bubba Light Dyson, and then I'm going to probably have to maybe mop it or something.
Yeah, there's a good amount of like tiny little. It looks like I'm not trying to bring up a bad memory, Pookie's little stuff.
Oh, hey, no problem.
No, but Lummy, did you see the pine needles?
Yeah.
I got them.
Nice.
Can you load them?
Yep. Yeah, I saw the two piles when I pulled in this morning.
There are more than two, but there's a lot of them. And then, Blitz, I responsibly took one of my old used, two used race car tires.
I saw that.
So that I was figured now those cones won't blow away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're the lightweight cones.
Because, yeah, Ken Schneider, I gave him heavyweight cones and he returned them with lightweight. Yeah,
you got red taped.
Are they cheaper?
Yeah,
yes.
Fuck, way cheaper. Oh.
Yeah, he is notoriously
cheap.
A wedge.
Yeah, Ken's a cheapskate.
Took your good cones and gave you the cheap ones.
Yeah, so Ken comes over to the building one day, and if he would have caught Blitz or Lummy or me and said, hey, I want to borrow, because I had Blitz, I had two super duper heavy based cones, and you know that there's a difference.
There is.
And I had gotten them from a guy that worked on the DOT, because the DOT only uses them for so long, and once they get like a little bit old and stuff, they kind of give them to the workers. Where there was a guy, a race car guy, that came to the track that worked for the DOT, and he gave me like six or seven of them. And I have most of them at the track, but I had two of them here. Two big heavyweight, like highway grade cones. Well, Ken needed to borrow them during Gasparilla because he had some kind of fucking parking shakedown or some bullshit somewhere in his.
He had a lot that he was probably charging $50 a car to park
in. I think that Ken probably uses his wife's maybe business lot and rents it from the company for like $8 during Gasparilla, and then charges you $26.50 to park there. And he needed two of my heavyweight cones. So if you would have got here and got a hold of anybody other than the merch crick, they would have told him, no, I don't think I can give these cones to you until I ask Bubba.
Yep.
And Blitz just would have said no. But it's always a hard no. Blitz starts with a hard no. And then you have to convince him. Well, merch crick starts with a fucking yes because she's so nice in the merch crick. So he comes over here one day. Did somebody just clonk their head?
Yeah, no, it was my...
You all right, babe?
Yeah. It was just the tumbler.
So he comes over and asks the crick, hey, can I borrow... Boy, you're a lot of clonking.
I'm sorry,
what the fuck?
I don't know what she's doing over here, Bubba.
Sorry.
Even your boyfriend will tell you that it's noticeably audible on the air.
Okay,
the
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
No, I was trying to reach over, and I was holding my tumbler, and it keeps hitting the side, so I'm putting it down.
What are you,
I'm
like
sorry.
Sammy Davis Jr., where you can't put your fucking cocktail down?
I'm sorry.
They make these little silencers for the bottom of them that you
Well, Brian, she's using the Bub Army cup. That's an unbelievable deal on BubArmyMerch.com.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, no problem.
I fucked up.
I'm fine with you. I like you.
Today.
Now, hold on. When is... Let's not get distracted on my cone heat. But I can't tell you, Anna, can you tell me the last time I've been upset at you?
I think the last time it was really bad was the basketball caper.
What was that?
I don't. Or I bought you a basketball, maybe to say sorry.
Yeah.
You're mad at me for something.
No, something led you to buy me a basketball.
Right.
And I took a shit on your basketball. I'm like, big fucking deal. But what was I mad about you initially?
I don't even remember.
Why'd you buy him a basketball?
I don't know.
Because it was just when we got the hoop.
Oh, that's been a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But anyway, I think probably the last time I might have been a little bit mad at you and your beautiful ass got the heat away. But I think might have been when you're running
in November.
You know, 37 seconds late.
Yep. I wasn't even late. I was just not as early as you wanted.
Right.
But I apologize.
So anyway, Ken comes over and borrows two cones. And so yesterday, or like last week, I told Merch Crick, hey, where the fuck are my cones? I mean, you know, Blitz, like some things mean different. Like Brian Matroni could give a fuck about traffic cones.
Well, it would depend on the circumstances on a day-to-day basis. Yes, that's accurate. But like, if I was in need of a traffic cone, then I would care about
it. But I'm not really in need of them at all times. But
But you knew you had some?
I knew I had two badass traffic cones. And so, Brian, I took some stuff. I took the stuff out of the front and moved it to the side because we had somebody back into the building. And so I put things on the side of the building that are not really moving that much. Like, for instance, the merch trailer and Tyler's race car and Blitz's BMW and the BRP track truck. Things that aren't going to move, I relocated from the front part of the building to the side part of the building. Well, the two things that have tongues on them that a person could hit, like, but if you're driving in and you were not paying attention, you could go right down the side of your car with that tongue.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put orange traffic cones right in front of these two tongues. So if you hit it, then I got some. Listen, motherfucker, I had a traffic cone there. That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
So Merch Crick goes, oh, I gave those cones to Ken. I go, you what? I said, you know we're not going to get him fucking back now. Don't you know how this shit works? You know red tape, Ken. That motherfucker is the biggest one-way wedge that ever lived.
It's true.
She's like, oh, he'll bring him back. I go, how much you want to bet? So she called Ken up and said, hey, do you have those traffic cones? Well, of course, he lost my two heavyweight willies, and he replaced them, although he brought four, and I only lent him two. He brought me four of the cheaper ones that aren't very heavy.
You want four of the ones that have the black things around the bottom or six of them?
Listen, I don't want you to buy me anything, buddy, because I've been able to adapt. I don't get on Amazon and see you're trying to buy my love right now because you know that you...
Well, I know that it's the easiest way, and it's really the only way.
No, but
he's right.
He's right.
He's learning.
Already brought me a nice little lunch and a monster and some. So you're good.
Okay,
we're good.
All right. So, I'll wait till the next time I piss.
So then, Blitz, I'm like, you know what? One thing I got. Obviously, I have used race car tires, so I put the cones inside the tire, and put the tire lip on the edge. So now, for anybody to hit that thing, you have to hit the race car tire and the cone. I think, Blitz, I've pretty much covered my ass with regards to the visibility of the tongues.
I believe so.
So during the break, I was watching, and I probably can't play it on YouTube or Facebook because I'll get a copyright strike, but my dad, Doug Clem, him and I are communicating, as you know. And he sends me little things, little clippets here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me, is anybody familiar with Lloyd Bridges in Hot Shots?
Yeah.
And he becomes the president, and he's completely inept and completely just fucking senile. And it just really is funnier. The Lloyd Bridges in Hot Shots, it might be Hot Shots 1, he was the...
Not part 2?
Part 2.
I thought Hot Shots 2 might have been when he was the president, and Hot Shots 1 was he was like the admirable.
It's Commander Chief he is.
Yeah. Hot Shots 1 is not when he's the president, and Hot Shots 2 part D is when he is the president. But I was looking at these various excerpts and high spots from Hot Shots when Lloyd Bridges was the president. And I got to be honest with you, it's not really that far removed than we have today. And it's actually, quite frankly, it's funnier now that we have. Because back then, who was the most...
Ronnie Reagan.
...inept... No.
From a mental standpoint at the end, towards the end, he was teased about that. Yes.
Disagree.
At the end of his presidency, there was teasing going on.
Let me further fragment it by saying, which president during his first term was more inept than what we have now?
Jimmy Carter would have been considered.
No, I don't think so. Not senile and old and fucking feeble.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian.
No, not feeble. No.
All right. So, and listen, you can agree or disagree with Biden's policies and whether he's a good politician or his policy, but I'm just talking about his overall, you know, dexterity.
How he presents.
Yeah. And he just looks like a old fucking get off my lawn grandpa. Does he not? I mean, he just looks lost.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, you obviously, I don't know, say that he's your president, but you are a registered Democrat.
He's our president. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, true. And you did vote for him. And I'm not going to hold that against you. But, I mean, do you feel that his cognitive skills have deteriorated more so than you thought?
I don't think we should be electing octogenarians to any major important position at this point in time. I think, you know, the presidency is a role that, while it requires experience, knowledge, and thoughtfulness, is a position that is best held by somebody in their 50s.
As much as we have you have to be at least 35 to be the president, I think we need to put a cap on it that you can't be older than, you cannot take the office older than 75.
I mean, definitely 75. I would even go to 70.
But, you know, 75, that means you're going to be done at 79.
How about this? If you can claim Social Security, you can't be president. If you're receiving Social Security checks, you can't be president.
Yeah, that's true. I was actually, you know, I'm the oldest person in this building right now by quite a bit. Who's the next? Are you the next oldest, Brian? Are you 40?
Probably me.
I'm 40.
All right, I think you and Blitz are right at the same age-ish. Within a year. Within a year.
Oh, Blitz is 41?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. You guys are within a year. You want to get heat with him too, bitch? I mean, motherfucker, yeah, listen.
They're 11 months apart.
There's getting heat with me, and which you can buy me over with some chicken fucking nuggets and some, and then there's getting heat with him.
I got to get him some ammo.
Good luck on being able to win him over.
Some illegal fireworks from China.
No, fuck all that. He won't take any of it.
Yes, I will.
Oh, he'll take it. But he'll still hate you.
That's true. Fine. True. Everybody hated me. Your old co-host hated me.
Who?
Your current co-host hates me.
It's just sometimes you try too much to fuck with me.
I don't even try. It just comes naturally.
I know, but you need to
It's his genetic disposition is what he was telling us.
And listen, I think I'm as good a sport as anybody, but just sometimes it gets a little much.
I don't think it was that bad today. I think you're being overly sensitive. Oh. I think you were really mad when I didn't
Yeah, but
have...
it's your fault, not Brian's.
Yeah, you're oversensitive.
Brian.
Stop overreacting. Now, why are you such a drama queen?
You know Chad hates me, okay? Chad hates me. And even Chat has said, you know, Brian came a little. Listen, if it's me, then I'll take full responsibility that maybe I'm being a little. Maybe it's just I'm not used to your schmarminess because it's been a while. But I think today, and I've worked with you long enough and had you on the air long enough that I it's my show, and I think that you were a little stiffer than normal today.
Okay, let's go through what was stiff.
No,
like,
let's
that's
not.
What I want to do is break it down, because it's one thing to just make a blanket statement to say that I was stiffer today.
I can't give you the entire body of work. I can't tell you what I talked about.
Feeling.
Yeah, the only comment was the gob blocker. And that was based upon a comment that you made when we did the show with Brent. And I said you look good and how much younger you looked with the shaved face.
Hello, who's this?
Hey,
Hey, what's up, Bubba? It's Brandon the Clown.
Hi, BTQ.
Hi, hey, BTQ. How you doing, buddy?
I will say, you know, I appreciate that Brandon lets us know who it is when he calls.
Yes. Yeah, I do, too. Because I know, Blitz, you know the show quite well, but I don't know who the fuck this is.
Yeah, we would still have no idea who it was.
Even Blitz, who knows who everybody is before they even say, doesn't even know who this is.
Yeah, Brandon gets me every time until he tells me who it is.
Who is this again?
It's Brandon the fucking Quad.
Oh, oh,
Brandon the fucking Quad.
BTFQ.
I want you to say BTQ, buddy.
BTQ.
Don't be jipping me out of that fucking wheelchair now, buddy.
No, actually, that's what I was calling about. I actually called Shane on the phone after you and Lemmy are done with it. I think I want to donate it to Shane Ross.
It might be too much for Shane Ross. Like, for real, like, it might be too much. Like, it might be, you know, your wheelchair. First of all, I don't want to give it to Shane Ross because I want to keep it for ourselves.
Yeah, the hell? You can't give away our wheelchair?
It's my wheelchair. You're giving it to me, aren't you?
Yes,
but
I am.
But you can't re-gift it before you give it
to
me.
He's already called Shane Ross, buddy.
I was talking to Shane Ross yesterday. And he's like, hey, buddy. And I'm like, hey, buddy. And his nurse was there, and his nurse is actually pretty hot. She's an ex-gymnast, and she's actually pretty hot. And if he comes and visits me in November with Sumo, they're going to bring the nurse with her.
Does she live with him?
No, but she works, I think, like 46 hours. He gets 46 hours worth of nursing care a week paid for by the state.
Hmm.
Blitz, I need to be so fucked up so I can have a hot nurse 46 hours.
Yeah. You got a hot merch, Crick.
That's true.
Like 150 hours.
How many hours are in a week?
168.
That's what I got.
I had to put it past you first, but I just wanted to.
Yeah, the answer is no. We want the.
Yeah, we need it.
Yeah, I mean, Lummy needs to go and act like
one of that thing.
Yeah, I mean, Shane Ross doesn't need that thing. Bubba Clem needs it so that we can sneak into the Buck games and get preference. I mean, do you know the VIP you get when you're in a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I've been doing it for 37 years.
I know.
He's not even handicapped.
It's all a big rib.
I mean, really, if Brandon could get up and run like, you know, a fucking 13-second 100-yard dash, boom.
Well, I did win a couple Special Olympics.
Oh,
your dashes.
You should be in the Special Olympics. Well, I mean, could you run in a wheelchair? Like on Special Olympics, do they have wheelchairs?
Can you jerk off real fast?
Yes, yes. But see, they have me running against guys in push wheelchairs, too.
Oh, yeah, you could get a real fast guy pushing your chair, right? I'd like to see, like a list of the world's funniest wheelchair mishaps. You know that there's probably some fucking really big
sick man.
No, but I mean, you
I
want to
see a compilation of people getting left on railroad tracks in wheelchairs.
No, not getting left on railroad tracks, but I mean, you know, like maybe a guy is going a little too fast for conditions and his wheelchair fucking, you know, flips or some shit. I don't know.
I agree, Bubba. You are disgusting. How could you ever do that?
I don't know.
If you guys know the link, send it to me. I want to watch it too.
I don't know.
The strip club once.
What?
That happened to me at the strip club once.
What, you were at a strip club, you got a little too excited, and you tipped your shit over?
Yeah, I ran off the curb and went face down on my face.
Oh, so outside of the strip club it happened to you?
Because you had a bone.
Because you were drunk. Because you were drunk driving.
Are you happy as hell that you're getting some, you know, pop you double sop you up, Caitlin Hatley?
Fuck yeah, I am.
Maybe I could get Shane Ross, you know, some Caitlin Hatley action, too.
That'd be awesome.
She found her little niche.
Isn't he married?
What's that?
Isn't Shane Ross married?
Yeah, but Big Mama.
Big Mama doesn't give
big
him the pussy.
Big Mama mean. Big Mama mean. That's why he says Big Mama mean. Hold on. He goes, Big Mama, he's mean. He calls her.
Calls her he?
Yeah.
He goes, mispronouncer?
Shane.
Misgender.
How about your wife? Big Mama. He goes, he's mean. That's what he'll say. I love Shane Ross. God, that's my new buddy. He watches the show every day, too.
Sounds like his
right
brain
now.
Is new buddy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane Ross is the man. Pro titty massager. Working.
Yeah. Does his hands look better than mine?
He's got one little cobra that kind of stays down by his waist. His left, I think it was his left, kind of stays down by. He didn't have the you got the cobra that stays up on the shoulder. His little his little cobra is down by his waist.
Do you guys want to have like a joust? What, in your wheelchairs?
That's exactly what I said.
But I think Shane,
that's a genius idea.
I think. You mean like handicap jousting
in their wheelchairs? Yeah,
yeah. So that's what I said. When we get that other chair, we have two of them.
Like with what though? Jousting. Like real jousting or like pool noodles?
Well, no, we could put a foam tip on the end of it, or we can put them in helmets.
Right. What we should do is just remember those one things, Blitz, like on American Gladiators, where they would stand on these big platforms and have these big fucking like
the giant toothpicks.
Yeah,
yeah,
the big giant Q-tips kind of sort of.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we need to do. Give them each one of those with a helmet on, and then have them just swing the shit out of them.
Yeah,
I bet you Shane Ross, we used to be a fucking stud athlete before he stroked out. He might
still have some left in him.
Yeah,
yeah, but Brandon the Quad watches a lot of sports.
Yeah. And he's a folk wrestling. Style wrestling expert. So
he's also a USFL expert.
You like? Are you a big USFL fan for real?
Yeah, he's the one guy.
Well, I was for about 3 weeks, and then I was like, "Fuck this shit."
Now, did the USFL do anything?
Skippy Holtz won the title.
Yeah, they
what's the USFL?
Now, what's going to be? What's more viable as a real league that's going to make it?
The XFL right now, because The Rock's with it.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of doing stuff with the NFL.
Yeah, they're going to try and work with the NFL.
Don't you think they should do what I said and have a feeder, you know, each team, you know, like they have, you know, each conference or each, yeah, each conference, not conference, each
division
feeds into a regional XFL team? That's brilliant, I think.
Yeah, I think that, like, you should have, like, eight guys on each team that have, you know, two-way contracts with the NFL teams, and if they need they can pull them up.
Or all practice squad guys, you know,
squad guys in the NFL. Like, that's who is doing your game prep week in, week out. You still need them there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, though, like, if, you know, was there in the XFL, is there a Chicago team?
Well, I guess are you saying that, because their seasons don't overlap, so you're saying the practice squad guys get sent to the XFL to actually play?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that would work.
And then, you know, so, but now is there a team in Chicago?
XFL team?
Yes.
They announced the cities. Orlando has one.
Which we used to have one until USFL.
All right, so let's just say that let's just talk about this area, and there's one in Orlando, right?
Yes.
So the Buccaneers, the Dolphins, the Falcons, and maybe the Saints.
Don't forget the Jaguars.
And the Jaguars all feed into their players come and play in the XFL Orlando team, right? And then let's say there was a Chicago team. I don't know that there is.
I don't think there is.
So you've got Arlington, Texas, Houston, Orlando, Las Vegas, San Antonio, Seattle, St. Louis, and D.C.
All right. So, you know, you could regionally have, you know, X amount of teams feed into those teams, right? You know, like, you know, the AFC West, you know, the AFC West feeds into the Seattle team, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the AFC Central could feed into what? Maybe the Houston team? I don't know. And the NFC Norris could, you know, feed into what? The St. Louis team, maybe?
Maybe D.C.
Maybe, yeah, something like that.
Now, were you ever friends with Anthony Beck, Bubba?
Yes, I was.
He's one of the coaches on the XFL now. He's a St. Louis coach.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I should have him on.
Yeah.
I really should. He's very well. He used to do play-by-play for Fox and stuff like that, or Westwood One or something. He's very good on the radio and he's very good.
We had him on, like, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big tight end. God, he played in the league for, like, 15, 16 years.
Yeah, he was drafted in 2000 by the Jets and played for quite a while.
Yeah, quite a while. But it's tough for my tight end loyalty goes to, you know.
Ty J.
Armstrong, 86 in your program, number one in your heart, biggest thug ever.
Yeah. Best hands in the world.
So anyway, Brandon, anything else?
Nope.
See you later, buddy.
See you later, buddy.
So, Bubba, we had the highest spot at the end of our show yesterday.
Did you like my Brett Favre interview?
It was amazing.
Okay. You had a high spot?
Yeah,
the highest or just a high spot? Not a lot of high spots on that show.
Yeah, there's not a lot, so we'll call it the highest. And so we're wrapping up. It's
a rare high spot.
We're already like 3 minutes over, And
over, there's no over.
Well, Brian had to work.
I have to go back to work at some point. So, Lemmy's ending the show. He goes, "Real quick, we'll go to our last caller. Real quick, caller. Real quick." And it's freaking Brandon the Quad on the other end, and he's all flapped up. He's like, and you know, trying to get his words out, and we just about lost it.
Then I like to go. You can see it right here. See, right here. Prime tender prime rib steak.
This comes out today at 5. Anna, I just wanted to I just wanted to say where I mentioned your dad.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Arby's for a limit. This is not Dooley friendly at all.
Oh yeah.
Chicken in the background.
Is she even sweetie?
They got this new cheese steak gimmick. So we do chicken sandwiches. Until we run out of chicken sandwiches. And I think we got like 7 or 8 more stores to go to, like DQ.
Straight white trash with your pit bull abattoir choking her chicken in the back.
No, the merch kick crick's doing Julio Kegels with
cows,
it.
Steak and shakes. So we got probably 2-3 months left of chicken sandwiches to do.
To see where I said the Philip BT Hummel.
Mm-hmm. I might get on fish sandwiches. I don't know. I'm going to get on something. But every once in a while...
This comes out today at 5 on our YouTube.
Like the last time we were at Arby's, they had...
she kept stepping on it.
Bella, I'm doing my thing. Quit choking your chicken. So Arby's has a special like cheesesteak gimmick. So when these restaurants throw a special, a limited time special, then I like to go. You can see it right here. See?
I thought I said it earlier, but I know I say it right now here on.
Here.
I think Philip PT Hummel got at least 3 or 4 mentions as my new sponsor.
Oh, he's gonna love it.
Prime tender.
By the way, Blitz, I got it completely stocked. I ordered it the way it came and just squirted some Arby's sauce on it with a little ketchup.
Oh, nice. Did you like the Arby's sauce on it?
I did.
Your prime rib steak.
Arby's sauce is awesome.
Caramelized
it's just
onion,
like a zesty, watery barbecue, right?
It's good. Yeah, it's good though.
I got to tell you, this sandwich is pretty fucking strong.
I tried it yesterday. It's good.
Peppers. I don't even have to get it. Bubba White trash, ketchup and cheese only. I can get it just plain stock. Then I'm gonna ask for some ketchup for a little au jus dipping ketchup, Willie.
au jus ketchup,
Willie. Au jus ketchup, Willie.
Au jus dipping ketchup, Willie.
Also have these shakes or something. Anna was, or Blitz, or somebody was telling me about. So maybe I should get one of those shakes.
The Arby Jamocha shake is phenomenal.
Philip J.K.
Hold on, Sherry, quiet.
So maybe I should get one of those shakes.
And the ongoing rib is Anna's dad. I don't even really. I always forget what his middle initials are, so I just throw. They variate.
Because Philip J.K. Hummel, who's our new sponsor, likes me
J.K. Rowling.
Try as many things as I possibly can. Even though he doesn't eat this kind of stuff. Isn't that amazing that our sponsor doesn't even like this kind of food? He just likes to watch us eat the food.
Oh, he's the same fetish as you?
Exactly.
Don't forget to like and share and subscribe and all that great stuff if you like this, okay? Our new sponsor, Philip K.J. Humble. Appreciate it.
Oh, he's going to love it.
So there it is. It's the.
All right, so hold on. This you're going to hear.
Rider Willie.
Hold on here.
And I'm out. Trash pitbull abattoir. Come here, give me a kiss. Come here.
You can tell how much. You can see how well she's behaved. Watch.
Yeah, she listens well. So far, the drive-thru experience has been okay, but this is
in a dually with the fucking pitbull abattoir.
With a squeaky chicken.
With a squeaky chicken.
Frosty, some kind of frosty shake or something. So I'm.
Here we go. This is. Blitz, you're gonna feel my frustration here, but I think I handled it.
Okay.
And by the way, I'll always turn my truck off because it's a diesel, mm-hmm. and it's just they can't hear me and I can't hear them.
Okay, here we go. I gotta look at all this here.
Orange cream. Looks good.
Taking it all in. Look, I mean, I'm gonna make sure Blitz, I got it all right. Wanna fuck it up?
Yes, ma'am. May I get the prime rib cheesesteak meal, please?
Small, medium, or large?
Medium with a Dr. Pepper.
I do apologize for coming out about
that. Okay.
The timing of that chicken thing.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I know. I know.
How can you be out of Dr. Pepper?
I know, listen. Shh.
May I get one of those orange cream shake thingies?
We're trying to add a shake.
You're out of that too? Okay.
We got vanilla, jamocha, and chocolate.
No, I was going to try that special orange cream one you guys got going on. But that one you don't have anymore, right? Or you're out of?
We just out of it.
Okay, no problem.
Now, Blitz, trying to cover all my bases, right? So I need to find out about the fish deal too, right?
I might go
back today or tomorrow,
You guys still have that limited time, the
fish? Look at my dog hanging out.
Fish and chips or something?
Yes, but we don't have no tartar sauce.
Okay, well, I'll probably do that maybe next,
I don't think we're going to have it next week because we're selling out of it.
Oh, how much longer do you think you're going to have it? Tomorrow?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how much you have.
Oh, okay. All right, maybe I'll come back tomorrow. So that's all I need right there. That prime rib cheesesteak with a root beer.
Okay.
So that's
medium curly fry.
Yes, ma'am.
$10.95 at the second one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Got a lot of information there now, didn't we? If we're gonna get the fish, we probably might have to do it, relatively soon.
She was helpful, though.
She was.
Our food review.
Now, today you're gonna go to Krispy Kreme, right?
Look at my dog hanging out. Dog's completely hanging out. 1,000% almost out. The people in the back probably think, oh my god, this dog's gonna attack me. Yeah, I'm gonna try to go get the Krispy Kreme soft serve deal.
So the fish on Friday?
Well,
we can do both.
She didn't know. I'm gonna probably try to do fish.
Well, you should do the fish today because you don't know that you can get it Friday, but you can probably get it today. Why would you put that off? You know the Krispy Kreme will be there.
Well, it's a limited time and it just came out, so you want to hit it while it's good.
Mm-hmm.
The Krispy Kreme deal.
You also want to let them perfect it.
No, you don't.
No, you know, you want to be first on for views.
Yeah.
You know nothing about
World. Sorry.
And Blitz, I got to say that if I do get the Krispy Kreme thing done, I probably should not hold on to it until Thursday. I probably should give it to Rhett and blast it as quickly as we can, don't you think?
Yeah, not next. Yeah, that's a week from now.
So and then maybe tomorrow, Brian, if you knew our business as well as we know our business, which you don't, then I would go tomorrow and get the fish deal at Arby's. And then that would be Thursday's release.
Well, the fish deal's almost over, so aren't you pretty late to the game on that?
Yeah, but he still wants to have the fish.
I'm kind of late to the game, but the game's not officially over.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you're just trying to find more stuff to you know.
What you really need to start doing
is going to run out.
Is combining, like, you need to get the art, you know, the like a Krispy Kreme glazed donut with a. Your favorite, you know, chicken, and have that as a sandwich.
What, you think I can run all over town? Like, this shit's not going to melt?
No, I think you got to...
I can't.
No, not with the ice cream. Just, like, start making your own fast food concoxions. That could be, like, the
you
next level.
You just don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
All right.
Anna, tell him he's stupid.
The Bubba
secret menu.
Bubba's secret menu.
Your fish sticks, though, could also kick off to when you're going to do your fish thing, too. You can already start with the fish.
There it is. There's my press
sandwiches.
Picture.
The fish sandwich thing is a tough thing to do, though. There's not a lot of places that have it. Popeye's got one. Arby's is getting rid of theirs right now. McDonald's has the filet of fish, but that's about it.
Burger King has one.
I'm going to turn. Listen, my chicken sandwich food review is going to end up just being a food review.
A fast food review?
A drive-through fast food review.
Now, Blitz, I don't know if I was getting clowned here or they were putting me over here.
Let's see.
Will you watch it in a non-negative Blitz fucking everything starts out? No. I don't know. Now, I've been to this place two times before. I've tried their chicken sandwich and I've tried their Wagyu deal. Chicken sandwich was marginal. Wagyu deal, Wagyu beef was fucking off the chain.
How you doing?
Hello.
I'm Bubba, and I do a food review for my YouTube channel. I've been here before.
Okay.
I reviewed that when you did the Wagyu steak burger.
See, I don't know what she said.
I don't either.
But that what she said has everything to do with what's going on.
I think
here.
She said something about I'm going to tell him I'm going to be on that or tell some. Play it again.
Hold on.
I reviewed that when you did the Wagyu steak burger.
I think she said, tell him I don't want to be on that.
Yes, yeah. That's what she said. Tell him I don't want to be on that. The one in the back said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube channel, I've been here before.
Okay.
I reviewed that when you did the Wagyu steak burger.
Tell him I don't want to be in that.
Yeah, it's bad.
No, it's not bad.
They're clowning me. Yeah, you're right.
No.
No, they are.
They're not clowning you. She's laughing because she's going...
My YouTube channel's at the Bubba Army.
That fucking chicken. Block
How you
me
doing? Thank you.
They won't even look at you.
Why are you recording?
I don't know.
Blitz, help me.
She wouldn't even look at you. They didn't want to be on your video.
Hiding.
She was still doing her job. I take my hat off.
No,
to
first
her.
Of all, the girl, the one here at the cash register, I love. Like she had no problems at all. She was cool as fuck. It's these girls back here that I think are mad at me.
Thank you.
I don't think they're mad.
Yeah, why are you recording?
I think she just said, why you do? I think she said, well, how you doing?
No, she said, why are you recording? The white girl in the back said, why are you recording?
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Why are you recording?
She was
cool. A good reaction or a bad reaction?
So why are you recording? Are you all good? I think she thought there was a problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
May I have a couple ketchups? Thank you.
Fucking chicken. Yeah, I yelled at the merch critic the entire time. She's like, well, maybe people will like the chicken. It'll be an ongoing thing. I go, let me fucking worry about what people want. They don't want to hear. Although it is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Kid in the back wave. Yeah, they were nice at the end.
I think they're just confused. They see a camera and it's usually negative, so they don't know how to act.
I think I was getting a good
yeah, because I think the girl says, is it a good thing or a bad thing? And when we weren't like trying to be a fucking dick and we're just trying to look. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the initial girl. Well, first of all, I'm not talking about the cash register girl. I'm talking about the first one. She just didn't want to be on camera.
Right.
Then the second one came up, and she was like, is this a good thing or a bad thing? And I think the cashier said, it's good. Like, I'm not trying to be a horse's ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that...
Yeah, because they got to be conditioned to think if someone's recording, like, obviously, like, that going through a drive-thru, it's going to be like...
Usually, you know, they're afraid they're going to get their...
Star.
You can throw a soda shake at them.
Yeah.
A prank.
But I've been there now. I mean, if I go back for the fish tomorrow, that'd be my fourth time I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm almost like Norm. I'd be like, hey, it's Bubba.
Arby's puts out a lot of a lot of stuff like on a limited time.
So I'm thinking about changing the from it's just going to be a Bubba's drive-through food review.
That's a good idea. I think you should. Yeah. I really do think you should do some specials though, where you find some good foods to combine.
Yeah, like the McGangbang.
Do they make a McGangbang?
No, you have to make it yourself. You take a McDouble and you pull it apart and you put a McChicken in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
So I'm saying you get creative with this. Like you go take one of Krispy Kreme's donuts and you get a really good chicken sandwich, put a little bit of honey on it. Boom.
Brian, I got to do it all from the same facility.
Why?
Yeah,
Will you help me with this?
You can go down.
You can be running around all over town.
Out. Kennedy. Has
no, I'm not fucking going. If I'm doing a review, it's going to be at one place.
You can only do one drive-thru at a time, Brian. He's going to go fucking insane.
Damn.
And he just did the waffle chicken
sandwich.
Would you
recommend Burger King?
No.
For the chicken?
He's not allowed back there. But
what I'm saying is like within the menu.
Clown. Boy, I just saw you leave KFC.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I call you the police.
I call you the police.
Taco Bell's always got all kinds of new stuff. You can do Taco Bell review.
Yeah. I mean, you always got new shit. Just, Blitz,
he's getting Krispy Kreme ice cream.
If you could just help me, because you're super good at this, and Lummy, I think you're a little bit good at it. But, Blitz, anytime there's some new shit, will you let me know immediately?
Yeah, that's
what I tried to do, like what I did with that steak burger, too.
Follow their social media or their websites,
They can for me. I can't be the star of the fucking show, go out and do it, and find the fucking, for instance, Anna preps the show. Like, I can't do all that prep. I could. But, I mean, I can't do it all.
Right. You need help.
I need help.
It's a team effort.
I need help.
Help me.
But what if
Brian, what if you didn't have your paralegals and all your, cool people
that
help you?
No, I get it. So what if I did this? Let's do where I concoct a combination, fast food combination for you to try, and then you review it.
Who's going to go get it?
I'll bring it in.
No, fuck that.
Do it. That'd be cool.
I'm not going to fuck with your food. What type of animal do you think I am?
Listen to me. Part of the drive-thru experience is the drive-thru experience.
Yeah, this isn't about the drive-thru,
yes,
though.
Yes, it is.
No,
that's
it
what
is.
You don't like.
No,
for instance,
your
hold
review
on.
Is. I'm suggesting
hold
something
on.
Different.
Let me just throw it over to my biggest fan and sponsor, Philip JKP fucking Hummel. And he says that he just doesn't like the fucking eating the food. He likes the whole body of experience. Sometimes my fucking dually hits the curb.
He thinks that's funny. He likes the dog.
He likes the interaction. With the
people
speaker.
Calling the police on you.
Yeah, so Brian, I can't go through multiple drive-thrus, put it all together.
No, you can't handle
that
emotionally.
I'm not asking you to do that. This is a spin-off. These are one-offs. These are the specials where people come up with what they think you would think would be a good, unique combination of multiple fast food offerings.
And where do I eat it at?
Wherever you want.
No, but what I'm saying is,
on the air.
You could eat it here. You could eat it on the air. You could eat it in the air. You can eat it where you just don't care. I don't know.
Jesus. Why don't you fucking eat it, Brian?
Yeah.
I don't eat most of the. I don't eat the meats.
Oh.
We'll take your suggestion under advisement.
Throw it right in the trash.
What's the judge say when you say something? He says, I'll take it under...
I object!
I think he says, I'll take it under advisement. Doesn't he, Brian?
Yes, when he doesn't want to make a ruling at that moment.
Well, I want to make a ruling. It's a hard fucking no.
Okay, well, then that's the ruling. I'll do my own, and when I'm a millionaire doing this freak food challenge, then I'll forget all of you.
Yes,
First of all, you don't even eat this food, okay?
No, I don't.
All right, then.
Which will make it even funnier.
Yeah, your YouTube channel.
You mean after you throw up every time? The payoff is the throw-up meter? How violently and fast it took you to throw up?
I show the before and the after.
By the way, I give this sandwich an 8-4. Brian threw up in 1.6 seconds.
He's in the hospital right now with massive cramping.
If you could give me suggestions and you could, you know, have Lummy or somebody go get the fucking food, and I would do that. But I'm not gonna stop doing my drive-thru.
I never asked you to stop doing your drive-thru.
I know. How about a leg of chicken, some moldy corn?
With 5-month-old cake, frozen, defrosted. Yeah.
How about this?
I do feel sick to my stomach, and I feel like I gotta shit.
I gotta see, this is the real reason you were mad at me this morning, and tell me if I'm wrong, and don't lie like you do, okay?
So what a mark. If you're using my own language on me, you're a fucking mark.
I walk in this morning. Mark. I don't have.
Let me tell him he's a fucking mark.
You're a mark, Brian.
I don't have the jerky. You are immediately upset, but don't want to show
true.
It. Hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
So you're immediately upset. I apologize. I explained the traffic situation. I said, I will go and get it for you after the show. And you said to me literally, and I quote, don't worry about it. I got like 4 different meals that I can eat here. And then I see you rummaging through moldy containers and months old cake because you didn't have anything to eat, which shows exactly that I'm right, and you were mad at me for not having the jerky, but you didn't want to admit it.
Mark.
He's going to face you, Brian.
All right, I'm ready to be faced.
Oh, I hear the fridge.
You can eat some cashews.
What science experiment are you pulling out of the back of
this
that?
This is beef stroganoff hamburger helper that I made with a sausage patty and a piece of American cheese that I made last night that I was going to eat. And then I realized I had the chicken and fucking corns from it that I was maybe. So your theory is wrong because I already got a fucking meal, bitch.
Then why were you eating rotten food?
Because I can eat this tomorrow. No problem, right? This is tomorrow.
But that corn only had one day left.
And it didn't even have a day left. Like, it had probably, you know, it needed to be consumed last Friday. So, Blitz, you're right. I just fucking faced him, didn't I?
You did face me. You would rather eat moldy chicken than have a meal for tomorrow.
He doesn't like to be wasteful.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of us, I'm Johnny Leftover Guy.
Me too.
And the bottom line is, man, I don't like to waste fucking leftovers. And so I'll even drink ones that are a little suspect, eat ones that are a little suspect.
So you had been drinking that corn because it was water. It had like.
It had arms.
It had, yeah. It,
hello?
Hey, man, fuck that hooker in the back of that damn Arby's there bitching about the camera thing. But I just, main thing I wanted to say is I absolutely love the show. Appreciate everything y'all do. And just a note, Brian's mouth's like a damn tornado in a trailer park. It's all over the place.
Yeah, me too. I agree. Yeah. Thank you.
Tell him.
Yeah. A tornado and a trailer park is all over the place.
Fucking Brian.
Yep.
Eating everything up. That's what I'm doing.
By the way, tomorrow, Dan and I are doing a show.
Yeah.
That'll be available on Monday's podcast.
Where jokes go to die.
You know, it wasn't funny the first time.
I'm going to keep
it. And it's not second. It's not funny. You didn't get, nobody popped on the first time except yourself. And you just, you know, Brian, where I just won't let shit go, even when it's not funny the first time.
Sometimes it's funnier the second
time. I'm doing a show with you. I got a one-off show with you and Hallie, which, by the way, is one of our best performing one-offs that we're doing right now. I'm right, you're wrong, we're screwed. Like, for real, it's doing really well. So don't fuck that up and get yourself thrown out of the whole deal.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and stop patronizing me, too.
Oh, I can't win.
Now you're learning, Brian.
Gina looked good today. God, she
always looks good.
She looked really good today.
Couldn't see her over there sitting on the couch.
No, yeah, but I saw
Brian
her.
Want to get his job I,
but,
I
saw, but I saw her. I saw her on the way out when I was eating my cake. Little black dress.
Bubba's like, I can have my cake and eat you too.
Brian, you.
That's not funny, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, come on, Brian.
That's not funny.
Quit Brian-ing it up.
I got some pops in chat.
I have the cake video. It's almost loaded. Oh shit!
Are you putting the cake?
Oh, it's up
on Insta.
It's on the Insta.
I do. I gotta go. I gotta poop.
You couldn't even wait for me to start the camera.
You're gonna be shitting all day long with
wait, I saw you eating it.
Now, don't forget, Bubba, it's going to probably be green.
I told him
from
that.
From the icing. Okay.
Yeah, so well, don't be alarmed.
My poop has been, I'm on a real high iron regimen right now.
Okay.
And so my poop is pretty much green. It doesn't stay deer-like brown as a base level. It stays, it's more green than ever before.
Hmm.
Hold on. All the frosting.
What do we have here? Explain. Where'd you find this cake?
It was just laying right here.
We don't know where it came from.
From heaven.
How long it's been here. I think Blitz found it in the freezer.
Yeah. So, Blitz found it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And
I'm tearing it up.
Quickly analyzed.
How does it taste? Like, fine, right?
Good as fuck.
Good as fuck, right. Okay.
So I'm just having a little bit here.
This looks like a public.
And what I'm trying to do, Blitz, is just kind of square this off in here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're like
you're
like a little construction guy. You got to excavate all that out.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to make it look like somebody cut a piece out and just fork it and keep double dipping right back into it.
You're like Blippi.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's a like a caramel sort of dulce de leche filling. I believe this is. I'm almost certain this is Lemmy's cake. From his birthday, which was July.
Look at me clean up the edges there, Blitz. Just keeping it clean.
Time stamp it. His birthday was July 10th. It is now August 25th, which is fine. That's when you should be eating cake. It lasts that long.
That was like poop.
Yeah, it's going to come out green, I think.
Mm.
Yummy, yummy. So, very nutritious breakfast. He's got a drumstick.
I don't think it's good.
A drumstick and it's over a week cake old. With moldy
still
corn.
Sitting right there.
So...
I think I'm done.
Getting that body.
Look at that depression on that face there.
And I think I'm starting to get. I think I'm kind of starting to get sick right there.
The look of disappointment in yourself just showing through there.
Oh, something happened here. Look.
Yeah, I see that. Well, what is that from? Where did this random drawer come from? Oh, I see it's missing there.
So what happened? If I could quickly give you my synopsis.
And Blitz, you tell me if I'm right. Okay. Let me just see if I'm right.
Yep.
Is that there was like some type of sauce.
Good thinking.
And it was in this drawer and it broke.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever did it is in the process of cleaning it, I hope. Because I didn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Did you do it?
Nope.
So that means probably your boyfriend did it.
Perhaps.
But he's responsible. He will clean it.
Okay. Ow! Ow, Mama! What?
And I grabbed her.
Yeah, my bruises.
So you're kind of right. Polynesian sauce, for some reason, leaks no matter what. So I opened the drawer today, and I just noticed that, like, the three or four Polynesian sauces had leaked
out.
Which,
by the way, is the greatest sauce known to man.
I've never had it.
It is the greatest sauce known
to man. Is it really? Where do you get it?
Oh, my goodness. Waffle fries with Polynesian sauce.
I got to tell you right now,
I agree.
Man. I got to tell
you. Where do you get it from?
Very few.
Chick-fil-A. Or you can get
Chick-fil-A.
It Publix.
Very few things will me, Blitz, and Brian collectively agree on.
Especially with food. With the waffle fries.
Polynesian sauce. From Chick-fil-A is to die for.
Even with their soggy ones, it's good. Like their soggy waffle fries that didn't get crisp. Oof.
Although, Blitz, I did see some Polynesian sauce like in a jug.
Yeah, you can buy it.
In the refrigerator.
Yeah, you can buy it.
Yeah, but you can get it at Publix or any grocery store.
Walmart.
They sell it in a squeeze bottle.
So, Blitz, I'm partially right. Polynesian sauce, no matter what.
It always leaks, the little single-use whatever.
Right.
So I just threw everything away that was in there, and then I brought... like new sauces from that I got recently.
Right.
So I'm going to clean all that out and then put into the new one.
So I was right, Anna. Not that Blitz broke it, but Blitz is going to fix it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way shit goes around here.
Mm-hmm.
You may not broke it, but he's going to fix it.
Yeah.
That's our guy.
Yeah.
He's the man.
And our kitchen and our studios kitchen
looks great.
Are as clean.
Yes.
And
is that Merch Cricks doing?
No, all of us.
I mean, the cleaning and everything.
Well,
I think
all of us have kind of stepped it up on keeping things cleaner.
You like Chick-fil-A sauce too, right, Bubba?
Yeah.
They're both, like, Chick-fil-A is heavy mustard based and Polynesian has mustard as well.
Polynesian has a little bit of mustard
seed.
Don't
tell him that.
But he knew that. Yeah. I talked about it before.
I eat mustard in my sloppy joes.
Mm-hmm. The just one don't. Place nobody eats mustard is the one place you put it?
Ew.
Sloppy joes and mustard?
It's in the mix.
It's made with it.
Yeah.
How about those new motion detector lights?
Oh,
those
they're
bad?
Amazing, Bubba.
They throw you off when you walk in and you're not expecting it. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you right now, man. They're like $30 on Amazon for two. And I discovered them at Sumo's place. And he has them all underneath his cabinet lighting. And it looks fucking so badass. You're like, you really don't have to have your lights on, at, you know, like even a night light or anything. But, you know, like you would maybe keep one little light on at night or something underneath the stove or something. Those things are so badass.
And how long do they stay on once they trigger?
Like a minute?
Yeah, about that.
Do they stay on if there's constant motion
yep.
on them?
Yeah.
Do they?
Or do you have
well,
to
also, there also is a switch where you can leave it constantly on or constantly off. They have, you know, it's a three-position mm-hmm. stitch. So, but they stay on for about maybe 30 seconds to a minute. But when you got they'll stay on. I'm going to take that Falcon sign off and put a Bubba Army flag. Although I think we're sold out of Bubba
Wait,
Army
the Bubba flag. Army flag's already on there.
Yeah, you already did that.
Yeah.
It's already there.
Over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
On the side of my entrance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who put the Bubba Army flag up?
Mm. Well, maybe it was the crick.
How'd she get shit done? When I thought I barely mentioned that. The Bubba Army flag's on there right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
As we speak.
Saw it this morning.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Everybody hold on. You guys just hold. Just
hold
you guys
the phone.
You guys host the show.
Yeah, Bubba's getting up
I
right
know,
now.
I know.
Getting
Brian,
up. Checking the flag.
How are you going to describe him walking over to her?
Well, Bubba's moving over now. He's looking. He's
foraging for food.
He's impressed. But he's not happy that the light was moved to the off position. That was the merch crick. She will be
Actually,
getting
I think
a beating.
That was Brian when he came in.
Even though she did what he asked, she didn't do it exactly how he wanted.
No. She's in trouble.
She's in big trouble. One across
didn't
the gullet.
Right. Yeah.
Please, Daddy, no.
She's going to get whooped.
Uh-oh, here he comes back.
Not again.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. He's back, and he's hungrier than ever.
I'm not hungry. I'm sick to my stomach.
Uh-oh. You're going to have good shit, though.
Wait till you go get that Krispy Kreme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have to.
Oh, yeah. And the merch crick's already warned me out of it. She had to go with her son to some financial aid deal at USF today.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go do the donut thing with you? Yeah. I'll film for you and we can go get it.
That is a hard
Let's
no.
do it right now after the show. Come on, buddy.
Buddy?
No.
Come on, buddy.
No.
And?
Let's mix it up.
You can drive in the VW.
No.
What's wrong?
I don't want to do anything with you, Brian.
That's not very nice.
I want you to federally sue Twitter for me.
Then let me do the video with you.
I'm not doing a video until later. I don't even know if I'm doing. I don't feel good. I literally feel like I'm going to puke, and I literally feel like I got to shit my pants.
That would be great.
That's
on
called
video.
A number three.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe we can wrap this up. I'm pretty much good
if
for the
day. If you puke and shit your pants right after eating that, that'd be awesome.
That would Barbie be on foam.
That would get a lot of likes.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't. It's a bodily excrement. You can't show it.
Yeah, you can talk about it, though.
I can talk about it. But appreciate everybody sticking by for the after show. I have to go shit.
Or throw up.
Happy fun, shitting.
What, Lummy?
I said have fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brian, for being...
an asshole.
Less of an asshole on the second show.
I thought I was more, but okay.
Thank you, Anna, my favorite.
Yeah, that's me.